Vayter in Shas. We are in Harios Dav Dala. Picking up on Gimel Beis about the Beis about the Mishnah about the Mishnah. Zog Deilga Mishnah Ho Beis. And let's see how Beis comes along and they make a psak and they matter something which is usher if you eat it by kares like dam or chaylev. And then what happens is the majority of the Yidden start to go ahead and they eat it. They follow the psak. V'yadu shetal v'chozer. And then they made a mistake and they go in their chozer. As he says, Me'ora son. They go and they change their hora that they gave, the psak. Bein shevi'a kaparasan, bein shelo'evi'a kaparasan. Then, whether they already brought their paralim dom shetzibar, or they didn't bring the paralim shetzibar, v'holachos al-piyam, and then someone else goes and they follow their psak. Rashi says, v'acha sheyadu sheto holacha yachid, v'asa al-piyam, v'zein mitztareif im rov hatzibar. What happens is, everyone knows about it, except this one guy doesn't know about the fact that the went ahead and he changed his shtickle over there. So he went and he followed what they did. He's not mitzvah with Rov Tzibor. Lefit shela achish and nodalehem also that after known they when they did this. Rabbi Shimon Poter. Rabbi Shimon says the guy's going to be Poter. Rashi says lefit shaber rishus beizdin. Who else says he did it rishus beizdin? Says that dying lawyer yodeah sheyedu shato. He doesn't know that they knew that they made a mistake. They switched it. They're considered like they're Tolu Beis, and therefore they're going to be Potter. That's Rabbi Shimon. Shimon says that individual, you know, that he's always that one guy who just doesn't know what's going on with the news. Rabbi Elazar, Omer Safek. He says, no, this is the state of Safek. Rosh is Klomer Safek. Ikidola Beis, and Ikidola Be'atzvah. It's not sure whether he's like a Beis on himself, and therefore, Umavian Asham Toloi. An Asham Toloi is when a person is Mesupak, whether they did an isser or not. For example, the classic example brought through Shas is let's say someone thinks something is they have in front of them chaylev and shuman, and they eat one of them, and they didn't realize they thought they were both. Let's say they thought they were both shuman, which are both mutter fat, and they eat one of them, and the other one gets lost, or then they don't know. Maybe they ate chaylev, maybe they didn't. So they maybe ate the kosher thing, and maybe they ate the iser thing, they don't know. They're bringing a carbon asham, it's known as the asham toloi, it's a hanging asham over there. So in this case also, the person, it's not sure if he's done it himself, or this person brings the asham toloi. Explains Rashi, Kolmer, we need to say, what does that mean? Why are you chayv asham toloi? Yoshev lo batoch beso. So, if he was sitting in his house, then Chayef. Rashi says, Chayef Ashem Tolei. That's when the key says Ashem Tolei, because maybe he should have known what's going on. Pick up the news, you know, around town. Halachol Medina Sayam, Potter. But if he went to Medina Sayam, he went to another country, so he doesn't know that in the first place, then he's going to be Potter Ashim Tali, because how is he supposed to know that the Basin went back at what he said? Right? So Velez is going to be Master of Shimon, and such a guy said he's going to be Potter in that situation. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Zakta Rabbi Akiva, Moda Ani Bazeshu Karuv Liftor Minachova. I agree in reference to this guy who went overseas, that he's closer to being Potter than to being Chayev. Rashi says, to have a Vadai Tole Bebezin. Shalo Yodach Hazarasan. He doesn't know whether they went back on it. So for its Vadai, he's being told on Bezin. Hol Vahalachalom Bidiasyan. He went to Bidiasyan. Omer Rabbi Lomer Lobenazai. Maishta Zem and Yoshe Bebezin. What's the difference to the guy who went overseas? Rashi Lahalachalom Bidiasyan and Yoshe Bebezin, a person who's sitting in his house. What's the difference? It says, Rabbi Kiva, so Yoshe Bebezin, Efshah Hayalo Lishma, Yoshe Yishma, person sitting in his house, then he could have heard about Bezin switching their mind. As Rashi says, it seems a little superfluous we've been saying this, right? Amar Rabbi Akiva Lefisha Yoshev Beiso. Efshar Sheyishba Shebeizin Chazu Behen Rechozer. You hear that when you're living in town. Karev Latol Batzah. It's Karev like he's Karev, not Vada, but Karev like Tol Batzah. Lefika Chayv Lavi Ashim Tolei, because again, it's not a Vada, but it's a Karev. Vizesh Shalach Lamedin Sayam. Right? Otherwise, you don't bring a Chatas, right? A person goes to Sayam. Loya Yachol Lishmov Havi Tolei Beizin Mamashokh Patas Patu. Again, if Vada he knew about of the day to the Chayv HaKatas. Since it's considered a suffix, therefore it's Ashim Tali. Back in the Gemara, Vizeh, Lo Ave, Aya, Lo Efshe, Shema, I think I said already. That person is not able to go out and to know, you know, to have heard it in the first place. Continues the Mishnah. All right, now the Mishnah continues, but it's its own category over here. We're going to go see examples of when there's a mistake and whether you have to bring a paralim to Dabash Tzibur, but in some situations you don't. Ha'oru Beizdin Lakor Es Kol Aguf. If Beizdin ruled to uproot the entire sack, the whole, all of... they want to get rid of an entire category of Isser. For example, Amru ain nida b'Torah. They say, you know what? There's no Echuz nida. Or ain Shabbos. Let's say they say ain Shabbos Torah. There's no Shabbos. Ain avos kocham b'Torah. Nah, there's no Isser of Avodah Zarah. Hari elu p'turin. Then in such a case, they don't bring a parahelim davar shetzibor. However, let's say haru l'kayim mix, levatal mixes l'kayim mix, so we get rid of a little bit and keep a little bit, haru elu chayavim, then in such a case, it's going to be chayav parahelim davar shetzibor. Ketzad, what would be an example of a partial, getting rid of and partial keeping? Amu yesh nida b'Torah, aval abal, shameres yom, keneged yom, pater. Yeah, there's nida, but if someone is dashmish with a shemesh yom keneged yom, then you're going to be pater. What's shemesh yom keneged yom? Is shemesh yom keneged yom is talking about a case where a woman is a nida. We know that it works like this. You have 7 days and then 11 days. 7-11, get a slurpee. So 7 days if a woman sees blood, now for 7 days, it doesn't matter how much she bleeds, she's going to be tamei nida until the seventh day she can go to the mikvah, and then after that, she will be tar. This is on a doraisa level. Then the next 11 days, if she sees dam once or two times, not three times, but once or two times, she becomes tamei for that day, and then shemer shem keneged yom means she has to then the next day make sure she's a completely clean day, and then she with her husband at night. So let's say they say that Amru Yesh Nida B'Torah Aval Abala Shemesh Yom Keneged Yom is going to be Potter, even though we know that's totally not true. Or Yesh Shabbos B'Torah, there is Shabbos in the Torah. Aval Motzim Yishas Yechud Shishas Rabban Potter. You go from Shishas Rabban Shishas Rabban, you flip from Shishas to another, you're going to be Potter. We know it's not true. Yesh Shabbos Kacham B'Torah Aval Mishtach of the Potter. Someone who's passed down to it is going to be Potter. Hare Elu Chayavim. In all these cases, are going to be Chayav Apar Helam Davar Shotzibar Shenamar Venelam Davar. That a little bit is missing, Shenamar Venelam Davar, a matter was covered or missing, Davar V'chol Kol HaGuf, a matter, but not the entirety of the actual halacha. Okay, now we saw the Gemara, Rav Shimon in the Mishnah is going to pater someone, a Yachid, who went according to the court, read the Beis Din, even if they went back on it. But he didn't know about it, so we don't from him. What's the pshat? My time, Rabbi Shimon. Why did Rabbi Shimon say that it's going to be Potter? What do you mean? You're going to be based. Based on doing it. He's doing it. Some say, Rabbi Shimon would say, call Horosh Yotze Berov HaTzibor. Anytime there's a psak that's given over Berov HaTzibor, Rashi says, Apa Pisha Bezdin Chosme and Yachar Oso Sapater. Back in the Gemara, Yachar Oso Sapater. They're going to do it, they're going to be Potter. Lefi shalom nitna hora elul hafchim bein shogeg lemezid. A din was given only to be able to tell the difference between shogeg and mezid. Rashi said lo dia shaosal pm shogegu velo mezidu. The person's doing it because of their mouth. It's going to be shogeg and not a mezid. Vezal pio rahu osel. Lefi kach shogegu the first shogeg v'yachid shaosal baros bezin pater. Pretty straightforward, folks. Oh, Mesevei, Frex the Gemara. Really? The way Rav goes explaining with Shimon, we got a bit of a problem with that, because Parahelim Dover Shotzibo, Siri Avodas Kochavim. Rashi says, for example, Taflet Corner, Mesevei Parahelim Dover Shotzibo, Kagon Shahoru Bezdin, Avodas Kochav Moshe Sibar Pien. They pass and Sibar does like them. Vyodu Shitta'u, they know they made a mistake. They're like, Vichazuba, and they go back and Tzuchen Maos. They likach par, they need money to go and buy a par with Siri Avodas Kochavim and Shal Tzibor. So what happens? Par number Shal Tzibor, Siri Avodas Kochavim, Matchila, Govin Aleim. Rashi says, what does that mean? It says that like we make a new collection for them. Rashi says, She Gizbarim, Govin Mikol Echad Miyisrael, Mos. They go and gather from all Israel to go and to get money. Liktos van Parvis here of Kochavim, Atzor Korban, to Rabbi Shimon, as I gazakt the words of Rabbi Shimon. Dear Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Huda Omer, Mitrumas Haliska in Boyin. They come from the Trumas Haliska, from the, just like all different types of Karbanos, they come from there as well. And that was the Machzat Shekel that they used to go and have to pay. And it's called the Trumas Haliska. Amai, Frank Gemara, but why, according to Rav Shimon, is a person putter from their own chatas even after the Parim Dovah Shot Sibor was given the fact that he relied on the basin? Kavan de Gavi Lahu, Havale Hoda, since the money for the Parim Dovah Shot Sibor were already collected from him, so it's a case where the person knows about the fact that he went ahead and that they changed their din. Again, since the original thing, and then they were going around collecting money to go to be able to bring the carbon, must mean obviously that he knew about it because he came around collecting on the money. So why would he go ahead and potter him if clearly he could have known this? So we have see a few different answers. First, we have answer number one is answer number one is that we could say kigon shegavu stam. Rashi says shelo diu letzarich ma'hin govin. They came around collecting from the people. They didn't explain exactly what it was for, and therefore they didn't know about the fact that they did a switcheroo. Another answer, therefore, he's going to be potter because he didn't know. Where this person wasn't in town when they were coming and collecting, therefore he didn't know about it. And number three is third answer, if you want to say, is Rav, ki idach tana sava. Rav holds like the other tana, the Tanya Ifcha, who teaches this Brisa the flip, right? Rabbi Huda and Shimon's opinions, they flip them. We learned that the Brisa, betchila govin lehen, we make a new collection for them from everybody. Rabbi Shimon Omer mitrumas alishka. Hey, boy, that's Rabbi Shimon. He says coming through mitrumas alishka. Therefore, he doesn't know about it. So they don't go around to give everyone, get it from everyone, and therefore he's going to be putter. Okay, now the Mishnah said that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar are machlokas as per the halacha of somebody who stayed home, and he did according to what the court did. So now says the Gemara. We have other opinions as well. This Tani. Again, let's say you got this individual didn't know that the court backed out of what they said, and he did according to the initial statement that they said it's mutter. Meir Mechayev. Meir says it's going to be Chayev. Rashi says the Tola Basma, how it's considered Tola Basma. Rabbi Shimon Poter. Rabbi Shimon Poter. Rashi says Tola Beis Davi, because it's being Tola Beis. And Belezer Omer Safek. Rabbi Belezer says that it's a Safek, and therefore he's to bring the Ashim Toloi. Bishum Sumcha Samru. And Sumcha said that Toloi. Amr Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan explains, Asham Talui could be Naim. The difference between the last two, the Belezer says it's Suffolk, and the Sukkot says Lashon of Talui is an Asham Talui, that Belezer is going to be, say he's going to be Chayev, and Sumchus does not say that he's going to be Chayev. Amr Rav Zeira, Mashal to Rav Belezer, how do you explain Rav Belezer? Mashal to him is the following, Lamad of Adoma, what's it compared to? Le'adam, right, this is about a person who does it because he didn't know the basin flipped back, that they switched their psak. Le'adam sha'achol safek chelev safek shuman. He ate, I'm not sure if it's chelev or shuman. Ve'nodalon, later on he became known that he knew about which one it was because he found out that, oh, turns out that really I ate chelev. He found that for sure. So maybe asham, he's going to bring now a carbon asham for a Kapara. I apologize. No, scratch that. Let's do it again. We have, what's it going to? Adam Shachal Safi Chel Safi Shuman. Venodalon later became aware of the fact that he maybe had it. Then, but he doesn't know which one he had. So maybe Asham, in this case, he brings in Asham Taloi, because he doesn't know. Beep, turn the page, Dalam and Alf. Velomi Bayi. And Velomi Bayi Lamanda Amr Tsibur Maisi De Mifarsima Milsa. And you don't have to say that he's going to be chayiv to bring an Asham Talia, according to the one who says that it's the Sibor that goes and brings the Param Dovashur Sibor, because then it makes sense to for him to know about the fact that they switched their thing because they came back collecting, right? Because it becomes very well known. It's very famous and out there and publicized. Even according to the one who says that Bezdin, they're the ones who bring it to Loma Farsa Mitzvah that's not published, the publicized, and he's still going to be Chayv Hashem Tolei. Why? Because he have a shayla. If you would have asked, have an Amin Lay, everyone would have told him what Bezdin, you know, they switched their psak. Never going to be Chayiv. Amar Rabbi Elaz, Rabbi Yossi Baravin. What about Somchas Vitem Rabbi Yossi Barzvida? Masha the Somchas, how to explain Somchas' logic? Lamad of Adoma, what's it compared to? La'adam shehevi kaparaso benesh mashos, a person who brings his kapara on, you know, b'dur benesh mashos, and suffering be over yom neschaperlo, suffering be shechen neschaperlo. It's a suffering whether or not the kapara was given by day, and therefore it's good, And suffik if it was given at night, and therefore it is no good, because the carbon is going to be given during the day. Shein mevi ashem taloi, that in this case, he doesn't bring an ashem taloi. And so similarly, somebody who didn't know about the case of the flip, he also doesn't have to bring a taloi. And ashem taloi. V'lo miboy lamandamer based in mivin. And it's not even a question that he's going to be part of from the case where the Beis Din does that. He didn't know the law if I see misa. Also, the law feel about the Amar Tzibur Mevin. Even according to what it says, the Tzibur goes and brings it. The Mefarsim Misa is well known now that the Havah Amin and Lay, and people maybe have told them, if you would have asked, still, we still say that we don't have to, he's a beginner from Tali. The Hacha. Besafik odyom safik mishachashecha ishal lo ashkechinech de mishayla. Because here in the, when one didn't know about the reversal, it's like the person is a safik about whether or not the carbon was brought during the day or was brought at night, because it's not usual for him to ask why the court is bringing a particular carbon. Therefore, it's not something that you'd be held responsible that they would have had to have asked. Okay, we saw the next part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva said that if somebody goes overseas, then he's going to be off the hook. Now, then we said, Omer lo ben azev, I said to him, Maishtam in a Yosef, why is he different than the guy who stays at home? That he's going to be chayev. Rabbi Kiva says back to him, he says, what do you mean? The person that's home, he could have heard about it. The person overseas, he has no way of knowing about it. Frankly, Amara, Shaper Karmel Rabbi Kiva the ben azev, he said good to him. So why is it a good dog. So why is Ben Azev arguing? Amarava Hechzik Baderech Ike Benayim Hechzberg, the one who went out on the road. That's gonna be the and is on his way to go overseas, but he's still within the city when he flipped it back, and that's the Ben Azev is the difference between the two. The Ben Azev Chayev, a good Ben Azev, gonna be Chayev in such a case. The because he's still considered home when he's like still in the city limits over here, and he should know about the switch. And Rabbi Kiva posted the high chesik b'dach because he already went on his way. Therefore, he's like he's already gone. Ayharu lo based in lakor is called a gof. If you had basically said we're getting rid of everything, like there's no need, there's no Shabbos, there's no avodah zara, then there's no primary and double shasibor. Only if it's a little bit of it. Tanu Rabba, non v'nelam davar, v'lo sheyekar mitzakul. It's got to be a little bit is lost, but not that you get rid of the whole thing. Kate said, how so? Amru ain need the Torah. They said there's no need the Torah. In Shabbos v'Torah, ain't of the Zer v'Torah. Yachu yuchayav, and you thought maybe they're going to be chayav, harim davar, shasibar, tabar, lober, v'nelam davar. But v'lo sheyekar mitzakul, not to get rid of all of it. Array elu p'turim, in all those cases, you're going to be pata from the harim davar, shel, sibor. Aval. Amru yesh nida b'Torah. If they said that there is nida in the Torah, aval abal Shabbos yom b'kenig yom, we're going to be potter. Yesh Shabbos b'Torah, aval amotzi mir shus ayachad, which is Ram is going to be potter. Yesh avodas kochan b'Torah, aval mishtachav b'potter, yechol. Here b'Torah, you think maybe we're going to be potter for b'tab, but lomer v'nelam davar. It's got to be the davar, lo kol guf, not everything, this is a little bit of it. Amar ma'ar, yechol here b'Torah, you would think that maybe we're going to be potter, huh? V'yibiki amiksas abitol miksas p'turim. If it were to be, it's a little bit strange. Who would have thought that? What do you mean? You would have thought you're gonna be putter in such a case. E bekiya mitzvahs a bitol mitzvahs peturin, ubekiras kol gof peturin. But my chayav, in which case we're actually gonna be chayav at all. So the gemara, tana achi kasha. This is the kasha. Ema davar. What it's saying is that maybe we should say that when it says davar, that kulo milsa mashma, it's implying the entirety of it, that the Torah is teaching that a parallel davar shesibur is going to be brought only when the entire mitzvah is knocked out. Talmud lomar v'nelam davar, and then if it says v'nelam davar, which means only a little bit of it. My mashma, how do we know that? Where do we see it from the words? Amar ula kuri bay v'nelam mi davar. That you read the pasuk like it's saying, and some of the matter became hidden. When you use that idea, mi davar, right, then it's coming to imply that Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur, that the mistake, that the statement that they're making is only part of it, but not the entire of it. Chizkiah says, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'asu achas mikol ha-mitzos, and they were over on, they violated one of all the mitzvos of Hashem that you shouldn't be shalos ha-sen of Hashem. Mikol mitzvos v'lo kol mitzvos, right? It means from and not all of it. Frak the Gemara, mitzvos tarti mashma. But the mitzvos is implying two mitzvos, so that it's saying that they violated many commandments in their entirety. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, says Rav Nachman Yitzchak, mitzvas ksev. It's read mitzvas as in the singular in the yachid. So that it means part of one of it. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi Amar, Yalif Davar Davar Mizakein Mamre. Right, again, we're trying to learn out how we learn out this din over here. We learn out Davar Davar from the Zakein Mamre. That's the one, the elder who goes against the psak of Beis Din after he's told he has to listen, and he paskins against it anyway. The Siv Bey, Bezakein Mamre, what does it say? Ki Yapali Mimcha Davar. If there's a hidden thing from you, Lo sasor min adavar shayagidul chayom. As well, don't deviate from that with this thing which they tell you right or left. And when it comes to paralim davar shel tzibor, it says the word davar, and we say ma mamre min hadavar velo kol davar. Just like mamre, it's min hadavar not kol davar. Apol ra davar velo kol davar velo kol gof. So too with al ra, it's a davar not the entirety of it. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. He adds another part here. Ein bezin chayavin parlam davar shel tzibor ad sheyaru b'davar shein atztukin modim bo. Unless they are paskining about something to which atztukim do not agree. Atztukim are those that were off the derech. Aval b'davar shetztukim modim bo. If they paskin to something which even the tztukim agree to p'turim, then they are going to be potter from a par helim davar shel tzibor. We know the tztukim didn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, but they did believe in Torah Shebachsav. So if you're doing it something that tztukim agree with, you're paskin against what they agree with p'turim, then you're going to be potter from it. You know why? Because my taima. Why would that be? Because Zil Kari Bey Ravu. Go read it. Go read this in your school. Like, what do you mean? Everybody knows this. Even the Efshel Lolumod, Velay Dalav Shogig Ma'ali of a Kari Lomizadavi. Even though they go and they pass and again, there's something differently, but they're passing against straight up, you know, things that even the Stu can agree with, then we have ourselves a problem, and they're going to be part of the problem in Shot Zibor. And I guess that means we're going to be chayav to bring a chatas. Well, I don't want to say that because maybe we're still doing al piyat Torah Shal Yerucha, but at least there, not going to be par helim davar shel tzibor. Tenan, we learned in the Mishnah, yesh nida b'Torah. There's a nida iser in the Torah, and iyum. If let's say the Beis Din says that there's nida, avalabala shomayshom kiyom pater. Someone who does that is going to be pater, which obviously it's not true. They're going to be chayev in a par helim davar shel tzibor. Why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel, who said this whole shtickel criteria about ein bezin chayavin, ad sheyoru b'davar shein atztukim modim bo, right? Why is it, according to him, why should there be a chayev in this case? Shomer shom keneged yom ha'ksiva. This is something which is written. V'safrala, the pasuk says in Bayikra, about the Zava, that she has to count for herself. Which means she has to count one clean day for every unclean day. So even the Tztukim are going to be agreeing to this din, and no Parim Davar Tzibor should exist over here. That's why you say it does. Like we said, if even the Tztukim are going to agree to it, then this should be a Pasha thing, and therefore it shouldn't be any sort of no Parim Davar Tzibor. And for the Gemara, Da Amri Ha'ara Sharia. What's the situation we're talking about here? It's where the Beis Din said that Ha'ara, that's the first steps of Tashmish, and where they're saying that type of thing is mutter with the woman who's married to him. Gemarbia, who does here? But Gemarbia, that's the thing which is going to be Aser. And that's not the Sukumar, it's not straight up. And for the Gemara, Hanamik said, what do you mean? It says, Es Mikora Ha'ara. Her source has been exposed. And this din is learned out by the simple word of ha'ara, then they also were going to be, they would, the tztukim also agree in such a zachum here. So the Gemara, da'ami, kedarka asira, shalo kedarka sharia. It's also to be with the woman, the kedarka, but shalo kedarka is going to be mutter. What do you mean, haksiv mishkeveisha? It's just straight up mishkeveisha in the pasuk, right? She says, v'ha shalo kedarka namiksiv mishkeveisha, shnei mishkevos echad kedarka, v'chad shalo kedarka. Da'amri kedaka asra afila ara. So ha ara. So really what we're saying is what they said, the Beis Din said that when it's kedarka, the normal way, the regular way, then even the first start is part is going to be aser. B'shalo kedarka, gemar b'yehud aser. Only gemar is going to be aser. Aval ha'ara, shari, sharia, and that's not straight up. In fact, the gemar yihachi, if that's where you want to go with this, then afilu nida nami. Even in the case of a nido, we also find a situation where there's going to be a par halon dov shasiba. Why are you going shomer shom kenegad yom? Rashi explains, ihachi my iriyah tiketani shahoru b'shomer shom kenegad yom. Afilu nida nami ki hai gavna kiyo miktsasu bito miktsasu. It's going to keep you in some and not keeping others. Why don't you say that? So the gemara says, okay, nechanami eli olam kedarka. We're talking about where the court is going to matter at the initial stages of kedarka. Udarmi ha'ara be'isha dava hu d'chsiva. And we're talking about a case where they said that since the pasuk, which asers the first part of Bia, Tashmish, is written in reference to a woman during her cycle, and not about a woman, the initial stage is going to be mutter in the case of Shemir Yom, Kenegid Yom. If you buy the same, another one says, Darmi Zabva Lohavya Ella Bimamei, that Bazin said that the din of Zava and Shemir Yom, Kenegid Yom apply to a only when it's the Nida stage during the day. Yosef Kol Yamei Zova. Because it says about that, all the days of her Zava flow. But if a woman experienced an issue during the night, then they could just disregard the whole thing. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah that Yeshabbos Torah, Velamotzi Mishus L'Rishus, Potter. The Shabbos of the Torah, but someone goes to Rishus, just going to be Potter. Right? So we said that in such a case, then you are chayav for Parim Del Vishut Tzibor because you fit the criteria of only partially saying something wrong. Vamai, but why? Otsa Haksiva, but that's something which is written explicitly. Lo sutsiu misham mi masa mi batechem. So you don't fit the criteria of something which the tzdukim don't clearly agree with. Right, so there shouldn't be, obviously they agree with this because it's written straight up. So right, and whenever something's written straight up, they say you could have just checked it yourself, so you're not going to be able to bring a compiling of the Shastibar. So what's going on? And for the Gemara, da'ami hotsa hu da'aser hachnasa mutter. The cases where the Beis Din said that it's only carrying out from a Rishis HaYachid to Rishis HaRam, that's going to be aser. Hachnasa mutter, bring it in, is going to be mutter. This isn't a clear pasuk straight up because the pasuk is only talking about carrying out, not bringing in. This case, therefore, would fall into par helam davar shel tzibor. V'boy Sam, another answer is the ami hotsa hu da asiri, where they said that carrying out from one rishus to another is going to be aser, but moshit v'zarek shari. But if you hand from one to another or throw, that's going to be mutter, and that's where it's not going to be that stukim is explicit. They're going to be chayav for it. Tana, the next part is what we said. Yeshav olas kocham b'torah v'alash mishtacha v'patter. The reason what those are, but bowing down to it is going to be putter. So that's the case where you would have problems. Hi, mishtacha v'alksiv. It's straight up about bowing down. D'chsev lo shtach v'el acher. You can't bow down, so it's explicit. So they're not going to be chayav. Da'armi ke'asiv yishtacha v'oye k'darka. Avashol k'darka shari. This case is where the business said that bowing is usher only if it's done in a normal manner. You did it normally. Aval shalokadaka sharia. That says kigo mishtachav lepaor or lemarkalus. For example, someone bows down to Baal Peor or to Marcalus. We know that Baal Peor, they used to defecate in front of Marcalus and would throw stones at it. So it's not the way that you went ahead and you'd go out and you would serve it. Yibai same. Another answer is da'ami shtachavoye gufa kedarka hu da'asir. That Bezin said, bowing itself, that is going to be usher only in the normal way. This va pishat yadayim reglayim, and that is when you spread the hands, spread out someone's hands and their feet. Ha shtachava, shtachavaya, the last va pishat yadayim reglayim shaya, but bowing down, which doesn't involve spreading hands and the feet, that is going to be mutter. Beep, turn the page. Dalet amid beis. Boy, Rabbi Yosefa. Ein charisha b'Shabbos. Let's say they said, you know, there's no plowing on Shabbos. Then, mahu, what's going to be the din? We're going back to the original point that we saw that we were discussing till now, Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, about it has to be something with the tzukim that they don't agree on. But we also said the first part was the fact of getting rid of everything, getting rid of an entire thing. So the question is, what would be of Eicha Risha B'Shabbos? Now, what's going to be the din in such a situation? It matters an entire category of the 39 malachos called Harisha. Meaning, when do we say Kevin to come Modi Bekula Milsa, since he's agreeing with the concept that there's an Isser Malacha, and you know, there's 38, then Kibito makes us Fakir, makes us Dami, it's considered like getting rid of a little bit of holding onto some, or Dilma, do we say Kevin to call Karyun Leil Harisha Kolikas, since you're getting rid of the entirety of Harisha, and therefore Kakira's Guf Dami is considered like you get rid of the entire thing, and therefore there's no Param Dilma Shazibar. Toshima! Let's take a raya from this. Yesh nida b'Torah, aval abal shomer shom keneged yom is going to be poter. V'amai ha'akar yon l'shomer shom keneged yom kolikar. You get rid of the entirety of shomer shom keneged yom. Ah, kum t'chois must be that getting rid of a part of it is considered getting rid of only a part of it. Therefore, getting rid of Harisha, it would be parallel to Dovah Tzibah because you only get rid of a part of the Malacha. Amar Lecha Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef would say that there's not a Raya because Shomer Yom Dika Aminon Kiddushaninon, because the case of the Shomer Yom that we speak of the Mishnah is where the Beis Din mistakenly said just a detail of the din is going to be mutter, like we answered earlier. She says, "Le'al Namad Aleph, the Lohavi Akira's Kol Guf, Kol Guf to Shemeres Yom." You didn't get rid of the entirety of the concept of Shemeres Yom. Of course, the whole of Shemeres Yom Kol Yom was just like a detail within it, though. So says the Gemara. Okay, let's try another ayah. Tashma, Yesh Shabbos Patora, Avol Motzi Rishus Oyachad Rishus Yerabim. It's going to be Pater. That's going to be part of the Shabbos Tzibur. Vamai, Harkar and Lotzal Kol. You get rid of Lotzal entirely. So must be that just getting rid of some subcategory is still going to be Shomer, you're still going to be Chayav Parim Dom Shazibar. Hasam Namikas Shemar. That's also like we said earlier. That was just a detail of it. Tosh Shema, let's try again. Yeshav Kacham Matora, Al Mishtachava Pater, Vamaev, Al Karin Lishtachava Kolikar. That's the Gemara, Al Mishtachavaya. That's not a good rhyme because Amir Ishtachavaya, not because she didn't like me answer, it's just a detail. Okay, by Rabbi Zeh, we didn't answer it. By Rabbi Zeira, Ain Shabbos B'Shavias Mahu. If let's say that they said, the basin said that there's no Isser against working on Shabbos during Shemitah. What a crazy idea. Then what is going to be the din? Frankly, Gemara, b'mai tau, with what did they make a mistake? Why would this even be avamini to say, you don't have to keep Shabbos during Shemitah? Ba'adein kra, they made a mistake with the following pasuk. B'charish of a katsir tishpos. Ooh, we saw this pasuk in Moikatan. D'mashma b'zman d'ika charisha hainu b'shar shnei shavua tishpos ika Shabbos. Right, so we see what it says, the pasuk, from the plowing and the reaping you shall rest. What do we learn from there? We learned that for the full pasuk of Sheishes Yom Tav, Yom Shvi Tishpos, Becharishim Katsi Tishpos, that Bizman Teika Charisha, at a time when there's Charisha, meaning during the 6 years, because when it's not Shemitah, then Ika Shabbos, all of Shabbos, Man Teleka Charisha, Lega Shabbos, no Charisha, because you're not allowed to work the land if there's no Shabbos. And again, the pasuk says, Becharishim Katsi Tishpos, that's when you go and you have to do Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara, hold on. Okay, hold on a second. Mi Amrina, do we say, Kevin de Mekaimin La Bishar Shtei Shavua Kebito Mixas Vekia Mitzas Dami? Do we say that since they hold of the Shabbos Isurim during the rest of the 6 years, therefore it's like being Mavatal and holding on to Samuel Dilma, maybe say, right, Shabbos, it's partial. Yes, Shabbos, partial, no Shabbos. Although they came with the Akarian Labor Shavia, since they got rid of the entirety of on the seventh year, Kakriya Sagufdam is like getting rid of the entirety of it. And therefore, you don't bring Parlam Dovim Shazibar. Ravina Toshima. Navi Shinistabi Lakra Dovim Divri Torah Chayav. A Navi who is Misnabi to uproot something from the Torah is Chayav. Says Rashi, Navi Shinistabi Kigon. Shetchiloso Navi Shal MS. Limasof Navi Hashekha. He was an honest one and he lied. Shinistabi Lakra Dovim Divri Torah Chayav Divri Akol. Bechanek, he gets strangled to death. Lebitol mixas ulkiyah mixas. However, if he was misnabe, if he gave a nevuah that to be mevatel part of it and to hold part of it, the Shimon Omer says pater. He doesn't get killed for saying. Such a thing as to get the death penalty. But if he said about the Zara, I feel armor hayom over the Lamacha Batla, even if he says that worship the saddle today and Bimvatla tomorrow, Chayev is going to be Chayev to be killed. Shmami na kum tchis naran. What do we learn from here? Ein Shabbos b'shvias kebito mixas fikir mixas tami. He says no Shabbos b'shvias, it's like keeping part and getting rid of part, Shema Amina. How do we see that? Because this Braisa just described the case of a Navi who said that a Avodah Zarah should be worshipped temporarily and then abandoned, and then you should abandon it as the nullification of a part of the mitzvah, right? It's a bit of part of the mitzvah, and part of it is kept. Apparently, if you get rid of something for a little bit, a particular part period of time, it is not considered like uprooting it entirely, and therefore, when we took a parallel in Dovah Shetzibor, we're going to say that if the Beis Din said there's no Shabbos during Shemitah, then it's considered like he kept part and got rid of part, and you would bring a parhelim Dover Shel Sibor. That's how Rashi goes ahead and explains this. Zok the next day, Hilge Mishta, Haru Beis Din V'yada Echad Mehen Shato. Let's say Beis Din, they made a mistake in their psak, and one of those that are on Beis Din said, hold on a second, there's a mistake. V'armelahem talking about them, and he says, you guys are making a mistake. Rashi says, Lo Havi Horah Ma'aliya Upater Dabin and Achiro Kula and Kedar Melel. Right, so what happens is it's not considered a good Horah, and therefore it's going to be Pater. For being a parallel in Dovah Shetzibor, to be an Atzir, Kulan, Kedem Leah, like you said earlier. O Shalohaya Mufla B'shal Beis Din Sham, or let's say the greatest member of the court wasn't there at the time. Rashi says, Avgav Dalavim Sanhedrin Atzman, you'll have him Sanhedrin Atzman. Okay, I'm going to go right there. O Shalohaya Echer Man Ger, O Mamzer, O Nasin. Oh, let's say if one of the judges was one of those categories. Of a Ger, a Mamzer, or a Nusin, and they are not allowed to be on the Sanhedrin. Oh, Zakin Shalroy Labadim, or let's say an older person who's not able to have, who's not able to bear children. That's just Vakashiv Limibnema in Ra'oi La'ra. Why wouldn't it be? What's the problem with that? Okay, so we'll see. In all these cases, I raise that potter, you do not bring a parhelim dover shell seabor in all these circumstances. Shenemar kan eda, because it's over here by the parhelim dover shell dover, eda, the word eda. Whenever the holland eda, it says by being killed, Rashi says, Vishaftu ha eda vasilu ha eda, Taina Sanhedrin, kiditanan, prepare kam to Sanhedrin. It says the word Eda, and my Eda Amur Lahala and Kulan Ruin Lara, just like the what it says over there, Eda, the assembly, which is, it says they have to be able to go to Paskin, and a Ger, Mamzer, and Nasin, or an older person who can't have kids, they're all disqualified to be judges, right, for these type of, for capital cases, like we're going to see, Af Eda Amur Akan, so the one that said over here, right, it's not going to have any Pyram Dom Shasiva, Achi Yakulan Ruin Lara, until all of them actually Roy to go and to Paskin. Says the Gemara, O Shaloha you Mufla shall be in Shalom, you don't have the best of the members of the court there, then you don't bring it. I mean, where do we know this from? Amr of Sheshis, Chintan Rabbi Yishmael, Mepne Ma Amru. Why does it say, Haru Badavishat Stukin Modimbo Pturim, that if you're the court made a mistake in their ruling about something that the stukum would be maskim to, that they're going to be putter from bringing parliament to the receiver. Because they should have studied this well, and they didn't. Like, it was anyone could have understood it. Therefore, it's negligence. Right? Not knowing something that's totally clear over here. Lohaya mufla shall based in sham nami b'turin. And would have them there also put them in place. Shahaya laham lilmud v'lo lamdu, because they should have studied this idea and they didn't. meaning they should have spoken to the top roof over there, and they didn't. And if they would have, then none of this would have happened. Namar Sham Eda, it says if they're Eda by capital punishment. Remember Kane, that is of your param double shatsibar. Sachu Kulan, Ruin, Laura, it's got to be all of them are Roy to Paskin. Where do we know there, in the case of capital punishment, that you only have certain people that could be judges? Rashi says, the Kulan, the Havin, Ruin, Laura. Amar of Chista, Amar Krav is Yatzvu Sham Imach. The pasuk says, and have them stand there with you, Imach B'domlach, which means similar to you, meaning seeming to you, Moshe Rabbeinu. This is all talking in the world of Moshe Rabbeinu. That to be similar to him, and just like right, there's no mumen in the yichus over here. Avamai Imach L'Shchina, Ve'ema Imach L'Shchina. Why don't we say with you means because of the Shechina? Rashi says the legufe hu daasa klamish you omden imach v'yichasnu lefnei v'lefayver lefnei b'makom Shechina tzakadaita amina hold the kas of israeli diyichnesu b'makom Shechina k'mashvul. All right, I'm going right with that. So ve'ema imach l'shechina. Why don't we say that with you means that because of the Shechina? It doesn't mean similar to you like Moshe Rabbeinu, but Hashem is saying, bring to me 70 men. And Moshe maybe understood this to mean that the 70 men were actually to go into the Kodesh Kedashim where Hashem is. And to exclude that, Hashem said to Moshe that the men should stand with you outside and should not enter the area of the Shechina. Or the Gemara means that the phrase with you means men without any mumim like Moshe. But this was only for the Sanhedrin of Moshe, because they're going to be having the Shechina with them. But other Sanhedrins wouldn't have this, and therefore they wouldn't have to get to that category. Ella, so therefore it's not a raya. You don't know what Imach means. Ella, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Amar Kol, the Pasuk says, V'nasu itach. The judges of Yisro told Moshe to set up that they should bear with you. Meaning the burden of the people over here. Itach bedomenlach, which means with you, that they should be similar to you, Moshe, without having any sort of movement. Rashi should be ru'uyin lehora. This should be ru'uy to paskin. Says in Ektelga Mishna, haru bezin shogigin, if the bezin, they give a mistake. They did a shogig. Rashi says, "Al p'm." Rashi says, "Masdisen horu beisin shogin v'asa akal shogin al p'm." The kahal does it, shogin on their mouth. Al p'm beisin mevian par. Rabbi Meir kide islay. Rabbi Yehuda kide islay. Rabbi Shimon kide islay. Tahave hora ma'aliyah. Let's read this again. Haru Bezin Shogigin, V'asu Kolakal Shogin, and everyone started to do, Shogig, then they thought they Paskin well, but it was a real Shogig Psak, and they did a ver because of that. Mivian Par, they bring the Par, Helam Dover Shel Tzibor. Mizidin, but if the Bezin was mazed in their Psak, they knew that it was Usher, but they let it happy happen anyway. Also, Shogi and the people did what they said to do, Bishogig, then, by following them, Mivin Kispa Usira. Each individual person has to bring a Kasev and a Sa'ir, or Kispa and a Sa'ira, as a Chatas. And you don't bring a Par Helam Dover Shotsibar. Shogigin, but let's say the court made a mistake over here, right? They did it at Mamish, the whole thing was done, Bishogig. And v'asu mizidim, but they did it b'mezid. That is Rashi says the mezid lav bar karbonu, they mezid hare elu b'turin. Then they are going to be putter. There's no carbon here. They don't bring carbon at all. Not a seaborn and not an individual one. Like Rashi says because it's a mezid, so there's no carbon here. So says the Gemara shogegin. V'asu mizidin re'elu p'turin. If the bezin did it be shogeg, but the people did it be mezid, then there's re'elu p'turim. There's no communal offering, there's no personal one. Now, by saying this, the Mishnah is being mashma that they're going to be potter because it was the affair was done b'mezid. Ha shogeg dumi d'mezid chayav. But in the case of a shogeg that is like a mezid, then they're going to be chayav to bring a chatos. Vechi dami, what does that mean? Shehoru bezin shechelev mutter, bezin paskind. That chelev, which we know obviously is aser, they paskin that it is mutter. Rashi shala kerev lo shala kloyos lavi oker kol haguf. They said only one type of chelev is mutter, but they didn't uproot the entire iser from the body. If it's chalef lo shuman vachlo, and someone then made a mistake, and they took something mutter stuff, and then the shogeg, the chalef lo. Lo b'shuman v'achlo. They took chelev instead of taking shuman. Even though it said chelev is mutter, right? So in this case, he was over it b'shogeg, but it wasn't based on the court, right? Then this is like it's a mezid. The Mishnah is implying that in that case, the yachid would have to bring a chatas. We saw this in Daf Beis Amud Aleph. It's Rashi. Actually, so beautifully points out that the Chachamim brought this up. Lema tifsho tad boy Rabbi Bar Chamash. Let's say that this is answers up the question that Rabbi Bar Chama had. Right? We said that which is pashat to Rava is actually a question to Rabbi Bar Chama, but this answers it up whether or not one who ate the chalev is going to be chayv to a chatas, or like they're going with the psak of bezin, even though they didn't know that it's bezin. Or we say, no, you didn't go with the psak of bezin, you thought it was actually shuman, it was really chalev. Amalacha, Rabbi Chama say that mishum de tana reisha mizidin v'asu shogigin, tana seifa shogin v'asu mizidin. It's just a nice stylistic shtickle over here. Now, since the Mishnah's earlier case was teaching a case in which the court did something b'mezid, and the Kahal acted b'shogeg. Therefore, we brought a case in which the court acted b'shogeg, b'mezid, Tana Sefer Shogin v'asim mezidin, that the bezin said a din b'shogeg, and the people started doing it b'mezid. And in that, the Mishnah uses like a mezid. It's just, again, just a stylistic thing. It's not coming to tell you to exclude the case of a shogeg that is like a mezid. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.